Hello and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien here with the Storage Media Group Weekly Podcast. I'm in studio with Ed Hannon, who's going to take us around all that Storage Media Site Group headlines this week. But before that, we'll talk with Dave Raffo. He's in Washington, D.C. He's our senior news editor. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Well, Dave, once again, it's you, me, and the Thailand floods. We need to talk about its impact on hard drive disk shortages. We predicted it would have far-reaching consequences, and indeed, your news team drilled up a really good story this week. It looks like we're going to be failing this through all of 2012. Is this for all HDD products?
Well, it looks like, at least through the third quarter. And, probably we'll go a little bit farther than that. And all hard drives are affected, some more than others. First of all, I think the good news for our readers is enterprise drives in general are not impacted as much as consumer drives. Now, the enterprise drives that are affected more are the high-capacity, the Neoline SAS and SATA drives that run, 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte, 3 terabyte drives. They seem to be harder to come by than the higher performing, fast spinning fiber channel drives.
Okay. Well, IDC in your story is talking about an inventory that would be low at least till the first half of 2013. Is that what you're hearing from a lot of people?
Yeah, they vary a little bit, but almost everybody says through late this year, and then the recovery will start, and probably take a couple of months before it gets back to normal, and there is actually some speculation that it will never go back to where it was before.
Now, I found this quote interesting. If you're buying from a supplier outside of the top eight, you might get hurt the worst. The big dogs are going to eat first. Is that true?
Well, yeah, of course. The guys, the vendors who buy the most drives from the drive suppliers, obviously, are going to get their first crack. So, the big storage vendors that ship a lot, the Seagates and the Western Digitals of the world are going to sell them their drives before they sell it to the smaller guys.
All right, finally then, let's talk about the users. There's several were interviewed for this story. One, Dean Flanders, who works at a research shop in Switzerland. He's subbing out some of his current system to accommodate, right?
Yeah, because the bigger drives that he wanted were not available, so he got faster, smaller drives. I'm not sure if he paid more. The vendor in that case may have given it to him for the same price, but it's not the drives he wanted. But in order to get something quick, he subbed out for the smaller, faster drives. So that's what users face. Either they're going to have to wait, or maybe they're going to have to pay a little more, or maybe they're going to have to get drives that don't quite fit exactly what they want in order to get something quick.
All right, well, a lot of people predicting that things will be back on track by the end of the third quarter. Those were some other views. So we'll keep an eye on that and check back with you to see if they're right. Dave, I want to talk to you about HP before we let you off the phone. Their storage report came in, their earnings came in for their Q4, and it's not good. 6% drop in storage revenue. What are they attributing that to?
Well, HP, they said they were hit very hard by the hard drive shortage. However, in their case, according to the HP executives, it was, they were hit harder on the PC and server side, where they said they had a hard time matching up the right drives to the right systems. So that impacted their sales. So on the storage side, they did very well with the 3PAR line of products that they expect, over $2 billion for a couple of years ago. The 3PAR revenue almost doubled, and yet their overall revenue was down. So what happened? I guess almost everything else is struggling. Their EVA mid-range arrays. They said there's a product transition since they had a new system, an refresh last year. But that product, just from a technology standpoint, has not really kept up, and that seems to be struggling, and they're not doing well, especially compared to the rest of the industry.
Well, that brings me to the next question. Other storage vendors have released their Q4 earnings. How does HP stack up?
Well, overall, the industry was up about 12% storage revenue. So, HP's down 6%. So, obviously, not good. All the other major vendors went up at least a little bit. The only other one that dropped was Dell. And Dell's main problem is, a year ago they were selling EMC storage. They quit selling EMC storage, and now they're just selling their own. So their own storage system revenue is going up, but they lost all the revenue from EMC, which, that was Dell's plan. They get higher margins off selling their own storage, so they decided to break with EMC. So, their numbers are not as dire as they appear, even though they were down 13% from last year, but their own storage sales increased 33%. So outside of Dell, everybody else was up except for HP.
All right. Well, thanks for putting that into perspective for us. We always appreciate your unique insights into the storage industry, and we look forward to chatting with you next week, Dave.
Okay. I'll talk to you then.
Thanks very much. Now I'm going to pass it off to Ed Hannon, who's going to take us through the top headlines this week. Take it away, Ed.
Thanks, Ellen and Dave. And now the rest of this week's headlines. In other storage headlines this week, SearchDataBackup.com reported that Symantec is suing Veeam Software and Acronis for patent infringement after the company accused its two smaller rivals of using Symantec technology in their products. Symantec's products, mainly NetBackup and Backup Exec, cover the entire range of data protection. Veeam addresses virtual machine backup, while Acronis specializes in image-based backup and restore. Symantec claims Veeam's backup and replication and Acronis backup and recovery applications use technology based on Symantec patents without permission. Symantec's complaints claim its innovations are involved with functions necessary for state-of-the-art backup and recovery. These innovations include backing up and imaging virtual machines, restoring imaged data on the same and different computer systems, and use of an effective user interface to manage backups. Veeam and Acronis released prepared statements responding to the lawsuits, but would not answer questions. Also, the Storage Suite blog had news about Symantec's jump into the big data market this year with an application designed to make Hadoop MapReduce more enterprise-ready. Don Angspat, Vice President of Product Management for Symantec's Storage and Availability Management Group, said the vendor has a prototype of the application working, and he expects the product to ship in 2012. He won't provide many details yet, but said the concept is similar to what EMC is doing with its integration of Isilon Scaleout NAS and GreenPlum Analytics file system. The difference is that the Symantec app will work across heterogeneous storage. Last month, EMC gave its Isilon 1FS operating system native support for the Hadoop distributed file system and released the GreenPlum HD on Isilon. The idea is to remove limitations such as a single point of failure and lack of shared storage capabilities that prevent Hadoop from working well in enterprises. SearchSolidStateStorage.com reported that Greenbytes launched Solidarity, its first all-flash storage iSCSI array for SMBs that offers primary storage deduplication, compression, as well as a combination of single-level cell and multi-level cell flash drives. Solidarity is a 3U dual controller system that scales from 3.5 terabytes to 13.5 terabytes of multi-level cell solid-state drives. Greenbytes claims Solidarity's effective capacity can run from 15 terabytes to 60 terabytes with deduplication and compression. The company also says its system can deliver 120,000 4K IOPS. The system is aimed at small enterprises that are heavily virtualized. Greenbytes CEO Bob Petrocelli said he sees Solidarity as an alternative to mid-range hard drive arrays rather than a high-priced, high-performance option. Petrocelli said the list price will start at under $100,000 for a 13.4 terabyte system. He expects the systems to begin shipping in March. Search Storage UK reported that Germany-based managed services group Host Europe has implemented Fusion IO server flash storage in a move that allowed it to operate virtualized databases that traditional storage couldn't cope with. Host Europe looked at server flash after a customer running multiple virtualized databases to support an online gaming network had been scaling performance by continually adding servers, but the system's performance capabilities were reaching its limit, especially as a result of unpredictable I/O profiles. The company evaluated its options and opted to place all application and database servers in a reduced number of physical servers, going from 60 boxes to 24, with a 160 gigabyte Fusion I/O drive server flash card in each. Lastly, the UK Data Buzz blog reported that VirtualSharp has released Reliable DR 3.0, which introduces features that allow the service to be used by a service provider, including multi-tenancy and web-based architecture. Thanks again for listening to our headlines for the week. Be sure to tune in next week. And as always, you can find all the latest data storage news, trends, and analysis by checking out searchstorage.com, searchdatabackup.com, searchcloudstorage.com, our newest site, searchsolidstatestorage.com, and our Storage Soup and UK Data Buzz blogs at itknowledgeexchange.com.